One of the biggest lessons I've learned in my journey as an entrepreneur is the importance of streamlining processes. Early on, I faced a lot of challenges managing the various aspects of my businesses, especially when it came to logistics. I was concerned that things wouldn't get done right, and it was taking up too much of my time. But once I found the right tools and systems, it allowed me to focus on what really matters, providing value and growing my business. That's why I want to share something with you today that can have the same impact on your business, especially if you're in e-commerce. We all know that shipping can be a major time suck and drain on our resources. That's where ShipStation comes in. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with whatever platform you're selling on. It's designed to streamline your shipping process so you can focus on scaling your business, even if you're out of the office or on a well-deserved vacation. I've been using ShipStation and can honestly say it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage everything from one simple dashboard has not only saved me time, but also significantly reduced costs. It's tools like these that have helped me scale my businesses faster than I ever imagined. And the best part? Over 130,000 companies have experienced similar growth with ShipStation, and 98% of those who use it for more than a year stick with it for life. So if you're looking to work less and ship more, ShipStation is the tool you need to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities. Head over to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK, B-O-O-K. Today's episode is a conversation with Marcellus Wiley from my streaming Apple TV show, Office Hours. If you don't know Marcellus Wiley, he's an NFL All-Pro, Ivy League Hall of Famer, and one of my favorite people on earth. I'm also joined by my amazing co-host, Eric Weir, Jeff Hoffman, founder of Priceline, and the incredible Rick Jordan, as we dive into Marcellus's journey from a dominating gridiron force to making a real impact off the field. Marcellus drops some serious nuggets, wisdoms, and lessons, and talks about the key moments that have shaped his incredible journey. Here's what we're going to take away from this episode. Number one, Marcellus breaks down why conditioning and perseverance are the true keys to going beyond your natural skills and knowledge and reaching your potential. The power of identity, as he shares his unique strategy for defining who you are by first understanding who you are not, especially when guiding the next generation. And finally, he shares how he's taken the discipline from sports and applied it to business and the philanthropic journey that he is on, showing that the skills of the athletes and military personnel go far beyond the line of their work and impact it has on the entire world. Here's a little fun fact that'll keep you guessing. Marcellus didn't just win championships on the football field. Back in the eighth grade, he clinched a title in something you'd never expect. Curious? You'll have to stick around to find out what it was. We had an absolute blast with my friend Marcellus Wiley, and his story is packed with golden nuggets of wisdom, his proof that the mindset and a ton of resilience can tackle any challenge that comes your way. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and I'm here with the Dream Team. We are not the Hall of Fame of the Ivy Leagues, but as far as entrepreneurship, sure. We have the Hall of Fame of entrepreneurship down the line. Eric Weir, an incredible entrepreneur. Jeff Hoffman, founder of Priceline. What's shaking, Rick Jordan?
What's shaking?
I got a great leadoff hitter today. He's an old friend of mine. I started just by being a San Diego Charger fan, and then I understood the intellect of Marcellus Wiley, and I just became a Marcellus Wiley fan. He is in the Hall of Fame in the Ivy Leagues. He is a philanthropist. He's a multimedia brand ambassador. He was an all-pro NFL star as well, which I really enjoyed watching him play. And he even is a chess champion since the eighth grade, or if I'm not wrong, I
read, typewriting champion.
Even worse.
Yeah.
It can get worse.
He's just stuck with chess.
Throw with it.
I know something. I've been with chess a long time. Yeah. And,
Marcellus Wiley, welcome to Office Hours.
Oh, appreciate you so much, David, man. It's so good to see you and see the panel. I couldn't stick with chess player because I think once you said Ivy League, we were getting a little redundant there. So I kind of wanted to swerve and get to another path.
You have to play chess just to get in.
Well, you know, I talk to people. They come to me a lot now in coaching, and they want to transition. And they say, you know, you've helped so many athletes transition into the business world, Dave. And but yet I see it as an expansion. Yeah. And I see with military people as well, that we are born with these certain skills and knowledge, which determine our basement. And your basement on the football field was much higher than my basement on the football field. But our desire is what makes us who we are. And even though I was below average Division III football player, I utilized that desire to reach a potential that was still below most people's basement on the field, but yet that's what I use to be successful in life. And you've done a great job of expanding the skills, knowledge, and desire that you've had into not only the business world, but the world of empowering young people. And I see your sweatshirt there. So what are the skills today and the knowledge that you have that you like to pass on to the inner city kids that grew up like you at risk in Compton or other places that may not have the apparent opportunities that other kids have?
Yeah, first, I just thank you for those kind words. And, you know, you look at your life and what you designed for your life. And I think ultimate success is for someone to actually just make their dreams a reality. And I know for me growing up, whatever natural gifts I was given, I quickly realized that this world wasn't about just those talents and blessings. It was about your conditioning. And you had to get yourself into shape to go out there and take on any task that was in front of you. For me, those tasks were in the classroom, being a student, and also on the field, being a tremendous football player and athlete. But I wasn't born that way. I had the ability to do that, but it's the conditioning. I think a lot of people miss the mark when they think that we're designed to succeed. I think human beings are actually, if you leave them to their own druthers, you leave them to their own vices, want the most out of things by doing the least. And those who are successful learn that you must condition yourself. You must persevere. You must bring those talents and materialize them. You have to do all these things. And why the military? Why athletes are so successful in translating those skills to other endeavors is because they've conditioned themselves to go through those rigors. So I tell kids right now when I go back that you're not based on your conditions. You know what you are? You're someone who's going to be greater than your greatest excuse. You are going to be someone who's not going to be a victim of your circumstances, but you're going to be victorious by those circumstances. So I just encourage the inner power in people and make them go out there and try to manifest it.
Great. That's fantastic advice. You know, there is no success without setback. Have you had a personal setback or professional setback that you can share? And then what did you learn through that setback?
Oh, many of setbacks. I guess to kind of stick to the theme of me being a former professional athlete, a lot of people think that success is linear, like it's just a correct, direct line to the top, not the roller coaster ride it really is. Pop Warner youth level kid, 8 years old to age 14. I'm getting recruited to go to high schools. I'm a five-star in this little youth league. I'm the man. You know, I could pick my schools, it felt like. Get to high school, I have knee issues, and I have Osgood Slaughters. And it started to rob me of my coordination and my speed. And it showed me how sports is fickle. It showed me how even the game of football that I was so loyal to wasn't loyal to me. And it opened up my mind and made me realize I have to look at my life in totality and look at football as a means to an end. I couldn't put all my eggs in the football basket and just be a jock. I had to be a student athlete. And it just gave me great perspective. And that perspective lent itself for me when I was a senior to look at Columbia. I wouldn't have looked at Columbia without that setback, without that perspective shift that happened when I first got to high school.
By the way, I've already learned something today. I'm just going to buy NFL jerseys and hang them behind me at home. So, people think that I played.
It is cool. Yeah, it's a good look.
It works. Yeah.
Pick Charger jersey, especially San Diego Chargers. Right. Yeah, Nobody remembers it.
They can't name the players anyway. They won't know if I'm telling the truth.
Exactly. Igor Hoffman.
All right, that dude. You three times selected by your team for the Walter Payton Award, which is impressive to ever even get that opportunity once, for your focus on giving back to your community. Tell us about, when did it occur to you that you could do that, especially on your upbringing, right, where you grew up in an area where you're the one needing the help, and now you're the person saying, I want to be the one providing the help. So just tell us about that journey for you to say, I really want to focus to give back, and I can.
Yeah, I always looked at myself as a fork in the road kid. And what I mean by that is the road to success and failure look almost exactly the same. And I've seen it too many times. I've seen so many of my teammates do the same thing I did in practice, try their hardest, do extra work, put in the reps, run the hills, extra weight room sessions, and it didn't work out for them. So I started to realize at a young age that my work was gonna get me in position, but there were no guarantees, but I always had to work. One thing we learn in football is this, that if you go 100% to try and block a kick, there are no guarantees you will. But if you don't go 100%, I guarantee you, you will not block that kick. So that's like a mindset of mine. I always give myself an opportunity, and then there are no guarantees from that. So you grow up, and it's the violence, it's the gangs, it's the drugs, it's the poverty. But the worst attribute of growing up where I grew up, Compton, South Central, was none of those things. It was the low ambition. People had had their dreams beaten out of them from circumstances, from defeats. They wouldn't persevere any longer. They were now living out a life that they didn't dream of. So people around me, instead of them having careers, they had jobs and they lived on the edge. And they lived on the edge because they didn't want that existence that they had and they had to live through. So I just did my own logical calculations of the way to avoid this and to put yourself in best position is to stay focused and work your hardest and persevere. I get to the NFL. I make my dreams a reality. And I didn't forget those moments of despair. I didn't forget those moments where growing up on welfare and everyone told me I couldn't make it and I was going to be a statistic. That I actually was able to overcome those circumstances. So if I can do it, someone else can do it. Because as you know, it doesn't only take talent to be successful. So many other attributes that I want to go back and decode for someone else's journey.
I'm afraid to ask him how many kicks he blocked, so you go.
Rick, it's so interesting, though, because working with so many great athletes, but great entrepreneurs, great philanthropists, you realize that this idea of self-image is so important. Mm. You know, so many people live their lives like tubes, food in, food out. That's their entire journey. And what I see Marcellus doing in our community where I live is changing the self-image and knowing that you'll never overachieve your own self-image and spending the time to give hope and to give light by not only as an example, but also teaching the tools of, if probably he said it 100 times already, hard work. Right. There's nothing that substitutes consistent, persistent pursuit. And it takes, you know, purpose has to be greater than pain. And I know you've also lived that journey.
Yeah, for sure. Marcellus, what's shaking, man?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
I'm good, brother. Throughout everything you're saying, as Dave's talking here, it's like one thing I admire about you're an amazing athlete, right? And but beyond that, you've... you've moved into this area that most don't, you know? So when you're talking about, you know, food in, food out, that's been the most marvel that I think is a testament to who you are. And everyone, whether it's athletes, you mentioned military, but I see entrepreneurs, I see flashes in the pan to where it's just, you know, a couple of years, throw the afterburners on and then that's it, you know, and everybody just kind of tanks. How do you stay consistent with the drive up? Because I'm sure everybody, especially young people, man, I got a heart for young people too, like especially 18 to 25 year olds. You know, how do you show them, which you're doing, or coach them to to where they understand that it's not just a couple of years, that everything is compounding.
Yeah, I really start with identity, and you get so much fuel when you know who you are. But the toughest thing for these kids is to know who they are, that self-image. So I've redefined identity for them, or at least the journey to finding out who you are, by starting off by saying who you are not. And these kids all of a sudden open up when they realize, oh, I don't know exactly what I'm going to be in this world. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation and circumstances, but I do know what I'm not. And for me, it was simple. I was not a gangster. I was not a drug dealer. I was not a tough kid. I was not the kid who wanted to be disruptive. I knew I wasn't those things. And those were the things being promoted. Those were the things that were being valued in my conditions. And I was like, no. And then that allowed me to now focus in on who I was. I gain energy in that discovery process every time I see a kid light up. When I go to the juvenile halls, or when I go to the underserved schools, or when I go to the affluent schools and the Harvard Westlakes, et cetera, and you sit there and you take another layer off of the lens of that kid so they can see clearer and they can see farther. Then you're like, man, I just connected in a way that you can't go out there and buy. Yeah. You have to have that emotional connection to someone. And the only way to do that is through investment. So I invest my time, my talent, my treasure in the community so I can see the community blossom, because there's so many talents there. They just don't always see the journey and the way out.
I sure, love brother. That idea yeah. of starting with what you're not, telling kids you are not these things. So don't accept that. I think that's a brilliant mindset, Marcellus, to teach youth to start with.
That's flipping it on its head.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And what's this thing I'm hearing about the Mexico City Chargers? Is that a real question? Can you shed some light on that?
Paul Spanos, man.
Oh, man. I've been hearing it too. Hey, if they pay them in pesos, man.
The contracts are much more reasonable. Yeah,
that's probably the angle. They can have Saquon and Eckler with all that. Some delicious fajitas on the side. Whether he's a typewriting champion, an Ivy League Hall of Famer, an NFL All-Pro, he is number 75 in your playbook, number one in our hearts, a testament to so many. He's planting seeds under trees that he may never sit under, and I appreciate the effort as always, and I am proud to call you my friend. Thank you, my friend, Marcellus Wiley, everyone, here on Office Hours.
Appreciate you guys.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.